He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? They got up, returned once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11, those with them assembled together and saying, it is true, the Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon. And then the two told what had happened on their way and how Jesus had was recognized by them when he broke bread. I guess it wasn't so late in the day anyway. They turned around and went, what was it, 7 miles? Back to Jerusalem. Maybe they went a little faster back than they came. So it's important to know where we are in the timeline, how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. You know, when the prophets have spoken things like in Ezekiel and stuff, we can count on that. I mean, God said it, it's going to happen. I hope you got an understanding of that two weeks ago when I went through that. Let's look at Matthew 25, 1 to 13. This is a parable of the 10 virgins. I'm sure we all know this parable. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went into the meeting, went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, here's the bridegroom, come out and meet him. And all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oils, our lamps are going out. No, they replied, they may not be enough for both of us. You instead go out to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way buying the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet. The door was shut. Later the others came. Lord, Lord, they said, open the door for us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day nor the hour. Who is the bridegroom? Jesus Christ. Who are the virgins? The bride of Christ is the church. What is the oil? Holy Spirit. In other words, there's some in the church that don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't have the oil. Their lights have gone out. There are some in the church that do have the Holy Spirit and they're ready. Let's look at Mark 13, 32 and 33. But about the day or the hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when the time will come. Just like the virgins did not know when the time will come that the bridegroom is going to show up. Now let's back up a little bit and look at Mark 11. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had fruit, had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. In the morning, as they went along, jump to verse 20 here. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." Well, let's look at another fig tree. Mark 13, 28 to 31. "Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that the summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Look at the symbolism in this fig tree. What does the fig tree symbolize? Merle knows. I told him. Israel. The land. The geography. The nation. Jesus went to the fig tree. There's no fruit there, only leaves. It was the wrong season. He cursed it. It withered. What happens when a plant withers? It can. But what happens if you put water on it? Okay? The Bible says the fig tree withered. The Bible does not say the fig tree died. We assume it died, but it has not died. It just withered. Later, the fig tree comes back to life. The twigs get tender. The leaves come out. So at first there was no fruit. It was the wrong season. Israel did not accept Christ. It withered. Jesus cursed it. He turned to the church. The church then shared Christ with the world. For 2,000 years that tree was withered. May 14th, 1948. Israel's reborn. Now it is full leaves. It is blue, it is getting toward the time when it's going to bear fruit again. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians 2, 5 to 10. Do you remember when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? So obviously, Paul was telling these people these same things before. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For a secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who holds it back will continue until it is taken out of the way. And when the lawless one, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus Christ will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through the signs and wonders that serve the lie, and all the ways that the wickedness deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. So who is the lawless one? Lawless, huh? No, the lawless one is the Antichrist, the one who's going to blow away with the breath of his mouth. Who holds him back? Who is this thing that's holding him back? And the one who now holds it back will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit holds him back. What does Jesus say? Or what does the Word say? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist, resist. We're doing it. We did it 15 minutes this morning, called prayer. Resisting the devil, pushing back. Someday, that's going to be taken away. What's that all about? So when does the lawless one appear? Wait. So when does the lawless one appear? After the resistance is taken away. First Thessalonians 4, 13 and 18. I pulled this out of the New King James Version because it reads a little bit different there. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as those who have no hope. For if we believe in Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. First 1 Corinthians 15. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible has been put on incorruptible, and the mortal has put on immortality, then we shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law, but the thanks be to God who gives this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. VBS people, your labor has not been in vain. It says there right in the world, right in the Word of God. Yes, that's what we have to look forward to. It's going to come in a twinkling of an eye. The resistance will leave. Who is the resistance? The believers, the Holy Spirit. It's living in the believers. It will instantly be gone. We will go from corruptible to incorruptible, mortal to immortal. We see a glimpse of this. We see a glimpse of this when we look at Christ between the cross and his ascension. What could he do? We just read one of them. What's that? He can disappear. He can walk. He can talk. He can eat food. He got wounds, but no pain. He can be recognized. You know, we see pieces. We don't see the whole picture. We can't comprehend that. We'll see that one day when we get there. Stick to the Lord. He is steadfast. Amen. No, it's getting mighty close. I know there's theories out there of when the rapture might be. Although we read from the Bible, we do not know. Is it before the tribulation? Is it after the tribulation? Is it during the tribulation? According to what we just read here, it is before the tribulation. It is before the lawless one, the Antichrist, is revealed. Thus, it is getting mighty close. As we went looked at the war that's coming up between Gog and Magog and all their affiliates going after Israel, and how God will protect Israel, because Israel is going to live through that. I know the guys over in Israel are hoping that the rapture will occur right there at that war, because then you don't have to live through it. But anyway, we do not know. But as far as the clock, as I said, the fig tree, it became tender. It is in full leaf now. Israel is prosperous. Number 8 military in the world. It's in full leaf. All we need is the trumpets to blow.
And so when the Christians are removed in that twinkling of an eye, then there will be no
Yes, and everybody will flock right to him because he's the master deceiver, and they know no better. Right. Right, right. And you think about it a little bit. I know of two people that are in high-level positions that are definitely Christians. One is Vice President Pence. And the other is my cousin, who's right now CEO of Intel Corporation. And I, you know, just imagine if them two were people were gone, the chaos within that those organizations. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't dig into that part of it. Because that generation is, you know, yeah. That's after the tribulation. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. 74 years, the anniversary was this past May. Anybody in the insurance world in the congregation here who knows the average age of people in the United States by now? It keeps changing. Don't know. It's somewhere around 76, someplace there, I think.
So, it behooves us not to mess around with our commitment to Christ. I think that is what the end story is here, that there won't be time to change your mind and say, oh, okay, maybe I better get my act together.
In a twinkling of an eye, just like the virgins, you had to go get more oil. I don't know how far you had to go for more oil, but it was far enough that they didn't make it in. Lord don't know. Door shut. Yeah. Yeah, the tribulation period, the way I understand it, is for the salvation of Israel. Israel will be saved. At some point, they will reach out to Christ and say, Lord, Lord. At this point, the Jews do not, for the most part. So, correct. Correct. They're still looking. I don't know why. I don't know why they can't read. Or whatever, yeah. 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 Yeah, so yeah. Okay, very good. Good, yeah. 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 Okay. But you can see the importance of Israel in this whole thing and how that works as far as the clock. Yes. So, it behooves all of us. Tell those around you. When you see the three stooges get together and have their their meeting, It's written right there. They're going to get together. They're, at some point, they're going to come into Israel. So they're coming together. Historically, they've been enemies. This past week, they stuck together. Why? Because of the sanctions. Because of the things those are around them are doing, forcing them together to work together. Iran and Turkey. Iran and Russia have had a summit this past week, 2-day summit. Their idea was to do more trade, around getting around the sanctions, and the idea was to move grain out of Ukraine area to feed the world. So it looks humane or whatever you want to call it. The next day, Russia threw a cruise missile at the one harbor or one port. So if it means anything, I don't know, but they are working together anyway. And you're starting to see some other little countries back them now that have been kind of on the border because they look like the power now of the world. Things are changing as far as who controls the world. The United States is. Somebody else is coming up. The news, you got to understand, if you listen to U.S. news, it's biased U.S. If you listen to Britain, it's biased Britain. If you listen to Israel, they listen to, you know. Yeah, it's hard to find true news. Okay, very good. Hope I gave you a couple things to think about. Let us end with a word of prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for giving us the roadmap. Thank you for opening our eyes so that we can see what is going on. Thank you for the simple ideas that you use, like a fig tree, a plant. Thank you for your parables. Thank you, Lord, that you open our eyes so that we can see what you have to show us from day to day. Lord, we just continue to ask you, open our eyes so that we can see your hand working in our lives, working in the world around us. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort that it gives us. Thank you that we can comfort each other with these words because we have an awesome future. Praise the Lord. Amen.